All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you with another great week of Pro Wrestling America right here on the Wrestling with Theology podcast. This week we're coming to you from the Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, where we have Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against Brooklyn Brawler in the Interstate 74 tournament. We have a cage match between Rick Martel and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. We've got Terry Taylor facing off against the living legend Larry Zbyszko. And then the Nightmares defending the Illinois Tag Team titles against the Stud Stable. And then after that, three non-title matches, including Harlem Heat, Jerry the King Lawler, and international champion Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. All these things going on, plus more, because there is a ton of action here. Let's get right into it. Friday night in Moline, we had Stevie Ray defeating Lieutenant James Earl Wright. Italian Stallion defeating Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Terry Funk defeating Rock and Roll RPM Mike Davis. Brooklyn Brawler defeating Danny Davis. And Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin defeating Jimmy Golden in that main event. Saturday night in Freeport, we had Italian Stallion defeating Lieutenant James Earl Wright. Stevie Ray defeating Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Beef Stew Lou Marconi defeating Nightmare Ken Wayne. Terry Funk defeating the other half of the Rock and Roll RPM's Tommy Lane. And then in that main event, Rick the Model Martel defeating Tennessee Stud Robert Fuller. So a weekend full of action, but now let's get into tonight's card. And we begin tonight's card with tonight's match from Eddie Gilbert's tournament for the title shot at Hard Day's Night. This tournament has become a nightmare for the Interstate 74 division. This is the next to last match in the first round. Two of the more underrated wrestlers in many people's eyes face off in this one to face Reggie B. Fine in the quarterfinal. Marconi and Brawler have a good match. Both of them go straight for the jugular, with Brawler coming out on top with a Russian leg sweep off the middle turnbuckle to get the pin in a time of 3 minutes, 36 seconds. As Brawler celebrates his win, Marconi gets back to his feet and attacks him from behind. Marconi puts Brawler up on the top turnbuckle. Marconi grabs a table from under the ring and slides it into the ring. Brawler tries to get to his feet, but Marconi sweeps him out from under him. Marconi climbs the turnbuckle and takes Brawler through the table with a superplex. Marconi leaves the ring as the ring crew comes down to set up the cage for the next match. They clear away the table and Brawler before setting up the cage. Backstage, Mark Lawrence is with Alexandra and Jimmy Garvin in the York Foundation dressing room. Alexandra speaks to the derogatory nature of a cage match. She will even admit that Martel doesn't deserve to be locked in a cage. These are men, not animals. Garvin tells Martel that he needs to go back to wherever he came from, and maybe he might have a shot at something close to what Garvin has achieved in the PWA. Garvin is giving Martel one last chance to back out from the match before he won't be much of a model after this. Also backstage, Lance Russell is with Rick Martel and Sunshine in their dressing room. Martel is delighted to get another shot at Garvin. He hopes that this match goes differently than last week. He had hoped that the cage would keep Alexandra out of the match. This time, he won't let the referee stop the match. Garvin is going to have to beat him senseless in order to win this time. Sunshine tells Alexandra that she is going to be keeping a closer eye on her this week than she did last week. Alexandra might find herself with a little blood on her face tonight. Big words as we head into the cage match. Rick the Model Martel and Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin. Martel and Garvin climb into the cage and the match is a bloodbath. Both men use the cage as the devious weapon it was designed to be. Martel starts to have a distinct advantage after Sunshine slides a metal pipe to him through the cage. Martel blasts Garvin with the pipe, knocking him unconscious. Martel plays to the crowd instead of going for the easy pin. The Fabulous Ones rush down to the ringside area. They start to climb the cage wall, but Martel holds them at bay by striking the cage wall with the pipe. While Martel is occupied with the former American Tag Team Champions outside the ring, Chris Adams rappels from the ceiling into the cage. The fans react with great enthusiasm as Adams taps Martel on the shoulder. Martel turns around. He looks irritated at the disturbance until Adams superkicks the irritation right off his face. Adams wakes Garvin up and helps him crawl over to make the cover on Martel. Adams places his foot on Garvin's back for added leverage to make sure that we get the pin. Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin wins the match in a time of 28 minutes, 49 seconds. After the bell rings, the Fabulous Ones open the cage door and climb into the cage. Kern has a pair of chairs in his hands. Lane grabs the padlock from David Manning as he shoves him over the ring steps. Lane locks the cage from the inside. Martel finds himself in a terrible beatdown at the hands of the two previous sets of American Tag Team Champions. Alexandra cheers her men as her four men tie Martel up in the ropes and beat on him with the chairs. Sunshine desperately cries out for her men to come out and help Martel. The Jumbotron shows the locker room door being blocked by a Zamboni. The rest of the York Foundation stands around the Zamboni laughing. Haku can be heard trying to beat down the door. Alexandra laughs on the other side of the cage. Sunshine rushes around the cage and chases her around the ringside area. Finally, Sunshine catches up with her and tackles her near the cage door. The two women catfight around the ring steps and at the end of the aisle until Sunshine trips over one of the power lines. As she's falling down, she trips Alexandra into a modified drop toe hold into the ring steps. Alexandra rolls off the steps with a stream of blood running down her forehead. The gorgeous gentlemen see the commotion outside in Alexandra's blood. They demand the key from Manning to check on their manager. Manning reluctantly pushes the key through the cage wall so that the York Foundation can leave the cage and collect Alexandra. Kern picks up Sunshine, who struggles against being thrown over his shoulder. The Jumbotron shows the Zamboni moving away from the dressing room door as by remote control. Haku breaks down the door. Sunshine's men and the rest of the York Foundation brawl in the hallway until security breaks them up. Kern drops Sunshine at the bottom of the ramp as everyone rushes to join the fray backstage. The feud between Sunshine's men and the York Foundation is heating up. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but there are definitely more fireworks tonight as members of either stable are in most of the rest of tonight's matches. As the cage is being dismantled, J.J. Dillon leads the entire stud stable out to the interview desk. Lance wants nothing to do with them, but Dillon reminds him that they are the only civilized stable in the PWA. No hot-tempered women running around trying to assert whatever authority they think they have. Just men who enjoy the ability to get in the ring and have great wrestling matches. Dillon talks about tonight's matches as the RPMs take on the newest tag team in the York Foundation. Two guys who probably don't even like each other, but they don't want to be on Alexandra's bad side. Thompson and Canyon are probably more afraid of Alexandra than they are of the RPMs. However, that's not going to help them any in this match. The RPMs are going to teach them the proper fear and respect that should be shown to the stud stable. Taylor then takes the microphone and tells the living legend that he needs to bring his best match tonight. Taylor is going to use Zbyszko on his way to Iceman's Illinois heavyweight title. Taylor will be the next Illinois heavyweight champion. You can take that to the bank. Fuller takes the microphone and tells the fans to cheer for the next Illinois tag team champions. The stud stable, he and Golden are going to take care of the Nightmares once and for all. Now that they have J.J. Dillon in their corner, this ridiculous run between the stud stable and the Nightmares will finally be over. For a final note, Dillon expresses his dismay that most of the champions in the PWA are refusing to defend their titles tonight. When the stud stable becomes champions, they will be fighting champions, defending the title in every match they have. That's what true champions do. The stud stable leaves with Dillon, and the RPMs head back to the ring, and everyone else back to the dressing room. All right, next match is the Rock and Roll RPMs facing off against Curtis Thompson and Chris Canyon. This match is extremely quick, with Lane tossing Thompson over the top rope to get the disqualification in 36 seconds. Davis grabs Thompson outside the ring and tosses him into the guardrail. Lane and Canyon brawl inside the ring. Davis slides a chair into the ring for Lane, but Canyon intercepts it. Davis gives Thompson a tour of the ringside area, slamming his head into everything they can find. Canyon bends over to pick up the chair, but Lane nails him with a scissor kick to the back of the head. Davis climbs into the ring as Lane sets Canyon up for a pile driver. Davis climbs onto the turnbuckle and helps spike Canyon onto the chair. The RPMs scatter from the ring as the York Foundation storms the ring. Alexandra is fuming in the ring, even though her team won. Well, that's one way for the RPMs to teach the fear of the stud stable. Next match has Terry Taylor facing off against the living legend Larry Zbyszko. Zbyszko and Sunshine make their way down to the ring first. They stand waiting in the ring as Dillon and Taylor slowly make their way to the ring with a greater amount of pomp and circumstance than even Macho Man Randy Savage. Zbyszko is ready to fight, but Taylor seems to take care to stretch out his time in the limelight. Zbyszko finally gets frustrated with Taylor's playing to the fans and climbs out of the ring. Zbyszko grabs a trash can lid from under the ring and nails Taylor with it as he turns around to look at the ring. Zbyszko nails Dillon with its second. Zbyszko rolls Taylor into the ring for this match to start. The match itself is very scientific, with both wrestlers displaying great technical skills for the fans. Taylor gets a brief advantage with the rake of the eyes, but Zbyszko sidesteps a flying five arm. Zbyszko takes over from there to get the win by submission as Taylor takes a trip to Larryland in a time of 10 minutes, 19 seconds. Dillon has a fit with Nick Patrick, saying that Zbyszko had choked him out. Patrick assures him that the hold was legal and upholds his decision. It is still Larry Zbyszko winning by submission. Next match has the Fabulous Ones facing off against the State Patrol, and the Fabulous Ones waste no time with the State Patrol. Lane gets the pin with the Savate Kick on right in a time of 3 minutes, 45 seconds. They come into the ring with great purpose, and they leave the ring with great purpose. And that purpose? Getting the tag team titles back, whether the American titles held by their stablemates or the international titles held by the Acolytes, one or the other. But speaking of titles, now we get to the Illinois Tag Team title match, the Nightmares defending against the Stud Stable. This match is quicker than anticipated, but the heat in the Illinois Tag Team division is definitely still there. The Stud Stable get a quick win to regain the titles as Golden pins Wayne after the Brainbuster in a time of 6 minutes, 12 seconds. Dillon congratulates his new champions, bragging that every tag team needs to look up to these two men as the new standard for wrestling ability in the PWA. The Nightmares get in their faces ready for their rematch. Tommy Young is able to separate the two teams. Michelle coaxes the Nightmares out of the ring and back to the dressing room, while Fuller issues challenges for all comers to try and take the titles away. Again, the idea they're going to be fighting champions. All right, our final three matches of the night are all non-title matches. First, the American Tag Team Champions, Harlem Heat, facing off against Too Cool. They have a good match. However, the match is cut short as Booker pins Brian after the bookend in a time of 4 minutes, 12 seconds. Next match has American Champion Jerry Lawler accepting a match with Blacktop Bully, a wrestler who has been quite overlooked during his tenure in the PWA. Bully gets the quick pin with a handful of tights in a time of 3 minutes, 16 seconds. Lawler begs Calhoun to restart the match after complaining about the tights, but Calhoun says he didn't see it and isn't interested in restarting the match. Bully rolls out of the ring immediately after the pinfall. He grabs the American Heavyweight title belt and poses with it for a moment before dropping it back on the timekeeper's table and leaving the ringside area. All right, now for the main event. Non-title match again. International champion, the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, facing off against superstar Billy Graham. Two of the biggest egos in the PWA. And of course, I'm speaking about Missy Hyatt and Michelle McCool. But Idol and Graham definitely have bigger presences in the ring than many in the PWA. Missy and Michelle start to get involved in the match, but Randy Anderson gets sick of it. About the 10-minute mark, he bans the women from ringside after several suspected attempts to interfere. With the women gone, the fans can focus on the wrestlers in the ring. Both men have great moments. Both men seek to make their opponent submit. Graham is able to get to the ropes while in the Las Vegas leg lock, but Idol is not able to escape a bear hug by Graham. Your winner is superstar Billy Graham in a time of 21 minutes, 3 seconds, getting the win by submission in this non-title match. Graham celebrates his win, telling Idol that he wants an actual shot at the International Heavyweight title. Idol says that to take it up with the IAW booking committee. He has no control over his opponents. He simply fights where he's told. The two shake hands out of respect for each other before leaving the ring. It's great to see that even with two of the biggest egos in the PWA, there's still an amount of respect for each other as opponents. And that's exactly what we hope to have in the PWA, is that camaraderie, that whether you're friends or whether you're foes, that you can still at the end of the match respect each other and respect each other's ability. But again, this is wrestling. That ain't going to happen all the time. For right now, this is the end of the episode. As we bring this to a close, I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.